Blog Talk Radio.
Game five also as well.
Yep.
Yankees, they got upset by the Detroit Kitty Cats the second time in 5 years.
They must have had Lionel on their team.
Yeah, it seems that way. You know, freaking Kitty Cats upset us. Yankees, in that final game, the Yankees just couldn't hit, you know, and that's what cost us. The bullpen shut down the Tigers, but we just couldn't get the big hit, you know, to get the lead, so.
Yeah, it's like the typical culprits, A-Rod, with the exception of the 09 playoffs. Swisher, yeah. I mean, good player, but, I mean, you know, he's not a superstar, and postseason isn't his stage, and Teixeira, who's absolutely fantastic, you know, both sides, you know, defensively, offensively, but the postseason, yeah. So far, he hasn't got it done.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, what can he do? You know, we lose, and now we're going home, we're fishing with the other teams.
With the Mets.
Yeah, so we have to watch, you know, these other teams play now. To watch the Tigers and the Rangers play. And
yeah.
They started playing their first game yesterday, and the Rangers won that game.
3-2.
Yep.
And they were supposed to play yesterday, Sunday, but they're going to play later today in the afternoon,
yep.
4 o'clock.
Yep.
And the Brewers, they outlast the Phillies. Halliday and Carpenter were in a duel, but Halliday gave up that one run, and that proved to be the game winner.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Yeah, old school pitching duel.
Yeah, Phillies, you know, they were supposed to go to the World Series. People picked them to go to World Series this year, but.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the offense didn't come through for them. You know, guys like Howard and what was the other guy, the shortstop?
Rollins.
Rollins, you know, they didn't hit.
Are you talking about little Jimmy Rollins?
Jimmy Rollins, yeah.
Little Jimmy Rollins.
Who may be a Met. There may be a swap. Jimmy Rollins might be a Met. Raiders might be a Philly. You never know.
Man, he has a better shot at playing shortstop with the Yankees than to be with the Mets. We don't need that garbage guy on that team.
You never know, man.
I know Mets have a history of bringing up washed-up players. I mean, Juan Samuel, a former Philly, would be one of them. But, nah.
I don't think
we need any, you know, washed-up players.
Never know, man.
From Philadelphia.
I'm just saying.
Nah, I don't need him. We need to find a way to resign Reyes. And try to spend the money wisely.
Right.
And let these young guys develop into, you know, some good players.
Right.
And some of these young guys, you know, they produce, you know, like Turner, kind of thing. It was Turner, Ruben Tejada.
Yeah.
But, you know, to name a few, but, you know, they need time to develop, and they need to get some veteran guys to help them. And had a win. In a perfect world, I'd love to see them resign Reyes and go after Pujols or Fielder, and then move Ike Davis maybe in right field. But then again, you got Duda over there. Well, maybe you put Ike Davis in left and somehow find some miracle of getting rid of Bay, but
right.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
yeah. They got a number one priority. They have to sign Reyes. Reyes goes, that's the franchise right there.
That is. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And Ryan Braun said that he thinks the Brewers have a stronger chance of signing Reyes than re-signing Prince Fielder.
Wow, really?
I think he has a point there because Fielder, you know, the Brewers spend the money, you know, on Braun, and don't look like they're gonna be willing to pay him the amount of money he wants.
Wow, that's a shocker. I mean, Fielder's gonna want a lot of money.
Oh
I could see him going to a team like the, you know, the White Sox maybe, or even the Dodgers. Who knows?
Yeah, I saw an interview of his father, Cecil. I know you're
from even the Mets.
96, yeah. Yeah, there was, Cecil was mentioning three teams that he thinks his son might go to.
Yeah.
He said the first thing he mentioned is Mets, if they get their act together, and I quote. He said the Dodgers, and he also said, he said one of the Texas teams. So you guessed two out of the three that he mentioned.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm becoming psychic all of a sudden now.
Must be Cecil Fielder's agent or something.
I've been negotiating with his agent.
Trying to get his son a good deal. maybe he could play DH. Following after his dad's footsteps. Playing in the Bronx.
The Mets do need a power hitter, badly.
They need in the worst way.
Oh, yeah. If Pujols, he's going to be a free agent, is he?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the number one guy I'd love to go after, but...
Yeah.
You know, this guy's going to want $200 million, at least.
Oh, yeah, that guy's going to want a lot of money.
But, yeah. Yeah, there's some people thinking that maybe he might be signed with, you know, Cards, as he should, or...
Yeah.
Or go to the Cubs, the rival Cubs, but...
Right.
I don't know. Have to wait and see. But, speaking of first baseman, Ryan Howard on the last play of the Philly series, season, I should say, he injured his Achilles, so...
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yep. Especially in front of Philadelphia.
Yeah, he ended his bad play in the NLDS by injuring his possibly tearing his ACL, and it looks like he might have surgery and might possibly not be available for the first part of the season. So
yeah, and I think they don't even know if they're gonna do surgery on him, because they have to wait until the swelling goes down.
Right.
So like, we got some MDs up in here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, we sound like a bunch of doctors up in here. We don't need Doobie Howser to give us a diagnosis. But, that's going to be a huge blow for the Phillies, you know.
Yeah.
They definitely got the pitching, but you know, they're getting up there.
Yeah. I mean, they got the pitching staff. They got Holiday. They got, yep.
Oswald.
But they just need more offense on that team.
As weird as that sounds, but they got enough offense, but then again, their offense kind of been inconsistent lately.
Right.
Not lately.
Right. Yep.
So yeah, they haven't been playing, you know, the back of their baseball cards, you know, towards the second half of the year. I mean, you know, they were beating up on everybody, but yeah, they got upset.
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? They might go after a fielder. Maybe they might have fielder play the outfield, maybe. Do you think?
You never know. I didn't think about that, but you never know. Crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, you know.
You might have a point there. I have a point that I didn't think of it in that way.
I don't know if Fielder would be able to play the outfit, because, you know, he's a heavy guy.
Yeah, that'd be like Carlos Lee playing. But assume. Out in left.
It's always possible, you know. You never know.
I think he'd be scary at the plate and even scary on in the field. Outfield. Oh, man.
Never know. So it's possible. Can't rule it out.
What's this crazy? You never know.
Yeah.
And, what's your thoughts about the whole Yankee thing? And you see Sabathia, you know, he might opt out of his contract.
Man, I think he'll re-sign with us.
But he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to opt out. He has the option to opt out, or he could just stay in his contract and just, you know, make the money he's making. I think the smart thing for him to do is just to stay. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to give him that much money.
Exactly. That's why he's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, it don't make any sense.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Because who's going to give him that money? Who's going to give him that money? And he's, you know, I mean, he's a great pitcher, but this guy, you know, he's in the shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be a Yankee. I don't see him going anywhere else. Like you said, there's no one going to give him that kind of money. And, you know, he's been my horse.
Yep.
So, yeah, he'll remain a Yankee. I don't have no worries about that.
Yeah.
We need to find a starting pitcher this off season. Is Greinke going to be available?
That I don't know, but he's had some anxiety problems. I don't know if you want a guy like that on the Yankees. I mean,
anxiety problems?
Yeah, he has anxiety problems.
Oh.
And that was even when he was pitching in Kansas City.
Wow.
And he didn't even like talking to like the reporters, and they were like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 maybe.
Oh.
So I don't know if you want a guy. I mean, this guy is talented, but I don't know if you want a guy like that in a big market town.
Right.
It could be Ed Woodson, Randy Johnson, / Carl Pavano Part 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think you want. I don't know. He's very talented, but I don't know.
Wow. Well, I would take my chances.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I mean, if the other guys step up like Burnett, I mean, maybe you could take a shot. I mean, see how he is.
Yeah.
And if he's not doing it good, you trade him or you cut him, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, great.
But then again, you see how Cashman's in love with Burnett, so who knows?
Yeah, right. You know, Greinke won the Cy Young 2 years ago.
Yeah, he did.
So, we shall see. We shall see. I would definitely love to get him.
A lot of teams would like to get him.
Yeah. Like, when he's on his game, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Hopefully he doesn't, we do get him, he doesn't bring over that Kansas City Royal mentality.
But, what was I going to say? St. Louis, they lost St. Louis lost to Brewers 9-6.
Yeah.
Brewers scored I think a 6-run. They had like a 6-run inning and a 6-run rally in the fifth inning. And one of the highlights was Ron and Fielder hitting home runs.
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers have been playing great lately.
Oh, yeah.
I think they might go to World Series, man.
Yeah. The first time they went to the World Series since 82.
Yeah.
Oh, and if St. Louis finds a way to get over there, it'll be a rematch of the 82 World Series. Now that
I
think about it.
Yeah. And Brewers and St. Louis, they don't like each other. You know, these guys have had a rivalry for the last 5 years now.
Yeah.
But Brewers, they're looking good. They could hit.
Their
pitching's good. Got a good bullpen.
Yeah.
They're clicking all cylinders.
Yeah, Axford K-Rod, you know, 1-2 tandem.
Yeah, right.
The bullpen. So yeah, they look like they definitely could be the team to beat.
Yeah, they're playing serious October baseball.
Yep. Wouldn't that be a weird series, Brewers versus Rangers?
Yeah, it would be weird. It would be a ratings disaster, but it might happen.
Hey, at least we'd be guaranteed that one of these teams will finally win the championship.
Yeah, I'd probably take a look at it to see. You know,
I guess that'd be the only good thing about it.
Yeah.
But speaking of teams in the city that they need to get their act together, Jets, man. They lost three in a row. They fell to the rival Patriots.
Yep.
Nick Mangold returned, you know, but the Patriots, man, they just outplayed the Jets.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Jets, they haven't been running the ball like they used to.
Yeah, I mean today they started to run the ball a little bit more, but they weren't passing. The first four games they were just passing the ball. This game,
right,
it was like they were trying to reestablish their ground and pound, but they didn't even pass. They had no versatility. I mean, they need to have a game where they're unpredictable, and you know.
Right, I agree.
That's why they have this three-game winning streak. They're not playing the ball well. I mean, they protected Sanchez. I guess you got to give credit to Engel for that.
Right.
But Tom Brady outplayed the Sanchez. And well, one of the highlights of the play was when first time in Gillette Stadium, Tom Brady in the second half, he had his pick intercepted by Cromartie in the in the red zone.
Oh.
Before the second half.
Wow.
But you know, pretty much the Patriots dominated, and Jets are going to face the Dolphins 0-4, another divisional rival.
Mm.
So hopefully they'll get the act together, or else.
Yeah. They better.
Might get their first win of the season.
They better.
And they better too.
Or because, you know, the Bills right now, they're off to a hot start. They're like 4-1.
4-1 with the Patriots.
Yeah. So if the Jets don't get, you know, their act together, those two are going to run away with the division.
Yeah. Before I switch to the Giants, we also got to mention one of the pioneers in NFL passed away.
Al Davis, yeah.
Yeah, this guy pretty much did everything, you know, for the Raiders organization.
Yeah.
He was a three-time Super Bowl champion with them.
Yeah, he was a controversial, outspoken guy.
Yep.
Passed away. He was, 82, I think? Something
probably.
Like that.
He was really, yeah, up there. So he
yeah.
was... Yeah, he promoted the first black head coach, the first Hispanic head coach, and a woman who has the highest position in NFL
yep.
for a woman so far. So he's a, you know, like you mentioned, a pioneer, trailblazer, whatever you want to call him. But that made a lot of what seemed to be radical changes that, you know, when you look at it now, the current game – You would think it'd be normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he was definitely one of the catalysts of changing the NFL.
Yeah, definitely.
So may him and his family rest in peace. I mean, him and may he rest in peace and, you know, his family. My condolences go out to his family, I should say.
Yeah.
But
condolences go out to his family.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And switching gears to the Giants, man. Giants blew a game to the Seahawks, who, despite their record, they've been playing better than their record dictates.
Yeah, I didn't get to see all the games, so I didn't see what happened. But you know, I know we were tied at one point, and we ended up losing 36-25.
Yeah.
This was at Seahawks Stadium, right?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I would assume it'd be Giants Stadium, but I have no idea.
But I gotta say, that wide receiver Victor Cruz, he's playing really good. I like this guy.
Yeah, he had a big play. But he had the ball. He kind of fumbled it, but he recovered it in midair, and rented a house, I believe.
Yeah, I like this guy. But yeah, we fall to 3-2. Next week, we play the Giants, play the Buffalo Bills at home. That'll be a great matchup.
Hey, Giants, hopefully you do your thing, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of another NFC East team, the Eagles, man. The Dream Team lost 4 straight.
Oh, yeah.
They won the first game, and then afterwards they lost 4 straight games afterwards.
Yeah, what happened? What's been going on with them? They were supposed to be like the Miami Heat version.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in NFL.
Oh, yeah. Even Michael Vick was saying that, you know, the Dream Team moniker is pretty much dead.
Yeah. They're like 1-4. Their worst start since 1995 under Andy Reid.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it.
I'm glad you're not doing the old McDonald's commercial, that bad.
Like it. But there were some pretty good games today. Not that much upsets as last week, but pretty good games.
What did you say, McGuire?
I don't know. I said there was a pretty good games today. And not that many upsets, but some pretty good games.
What was I doing? So, believe for you, the Eagles are, you know, they're on this losing streak here.
Yep. That's good. That's always good when the Eagles are losing. Makes my life happy.
And switching quickly, NBA, we haven't heard any word if the season's going to resume, but most likely they're not going to come into agreement.
Yeah.
I'd assume they would have broke news, but I guess we'll find out later in the afternoon.
Right.
Most
right.
likely it looks like we're going to miss at least the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it looks that way.
If not the whole season.
Pretty much looks like we're not going to have an NBA season this year.
Yep.
Or shouldn't be.
Yep. And switching gears in WWE, crazy ending to WWE. People, you know, the whole roster, except for the good guys like Randy Orton and Cena, didn't show up, even though everybody on the roster was supposed to show up.
Crazy.
You know, remember, everybody was supposed to be in the ring, you know what I mean, so they could, you know, what's their opinion about Triple H's job as the CEO.
Right, yeah.
And WWE somehow found a way to not let their top stars come out, to walk out, you know, because they didn't want heat on their top stars.
Yeah, that was very strange.
They didn't want Cena or Randy Orton or Rey Mysterio to get booed. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, it was supposed to be everybody.
I know.
Everybody was supposed to come out. So, what are they scared for?
Very strange. Very, very strange.
They keep dodging Cena, man. I mean, jeez. You know they do that on purpose. They blare John Cena's music so you can't hear the cheers or, in most cases, the boos.
Of course.
And then they even have King who came back from, like, being World's Strongest Slam through a table.
Oh, yeah.
Even JR got heat.
Yeah.
And I'm so SmackDown, but Booker T said that the reason why he left wasn't because of the whole walkout situation, because he thought the show was over and he had to use the bathroom. SmackDown. So, people who are protesting, they're exclusively fighting on SmackDown. Apparently, it looks like they're
too.
And what took over the required surgery? And it healed by itself. But that's what I'm getting at. But, and what time is? I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Sports Urban Legend. I'm my co-host, my father, Matthew. I am with you.